It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. Bernalillo County District Attorney Raul Torres on Monday announced his candidacy to become New Mexico's next Attorney General. Torres says he's been an aggressive and innovative prosecutor in the midst of a crime crisis in the Albuquerque area. State Auditor Brian Colon also is seeking the Democratic nomination. The Republican Party says it is in discussions with possible candidates. On the Tuesday Health Watch, as the COVID-19 vaccine rollout continues across the country, experts and even the Biden administration are raising concerns about not enough rural Americans getting shots. In far west Texas, there's one typically underserved border county that's somehow far outpacing most of the rest of the state. Marfa Public Radio's Travis Bubinick has this look at the vaccine success story of Presidio County.
On a seemingly typical spring night in Marfa, there are strange, unfamiliar sounds in the air. Guitars playing, an actual crowd murmuring, and local favorite Ross Casciola on a stage, singing a tune for the first time in ages.
That you even came to this town.
For a moment, the pandemic feels like a memory. Of course, it's not. COVID variants are still circulating in the U.S. The CDC is still advising people to wear masks in public. Life isn't fully normal again in Marfa or the surrounding Presidio County. Still, for a place that's hours away from major hospitals and doesn't have some basic health services, a remarkable 85% of adults have gotten at least one vaccine shot, well above the statewide percentage. So, naturally, locals are loosening up.
I am hugging friends when I see them now if they're fully vaccinated. Grandkids are coming over and visiting and spending the night.
Marfa resident Pat McFessel describes a kind of new world she's living in after getting both shots.
I was pretty rigid in the rules. I would think about going out to eat and sitting outside when I was in Marfa, and then I'd think, well, I really don't have to do that. It's safer for me to stay home. But now I'm quite willing to go to El Campo and sit on the patio and meet friends, and it feels nice.
Health workers say the impressive vaccination numbers here are largely thanks to an aggressive push from the beginning.
We have a habit of complaining and yelling really loud when we don't get anything.
Don Culbertson's a doctor at the Marfa Country Clinic, where he's been a driving force behind the vaccine rollout. He says local officials were quick to ask the state for help, knowing the area might get left in the dust otherwise.
I think our voices were raised ahead of time saying, hi, we need vaccines down here.
And addressing the obvious, he says, sure, it's probably easier to vaccinate thousands of people than it is to vaccinate millions in a place like Houston. Still, Culbertson says it was harder in this rural area to reach older folks who don't have good internet or aren't that computer literate. On the flip side, the everyone-knows-everyone nature of small towns made his job easier. His staff could just sit down and say, who do we know that needs a shot?
In rural communities, there are often much stronger social ties.
Valerie Smith is a physician in another part of the state who sits on a COVID-19 task force for the trade group Texas Medical Association.
What we've seen are some communities where you can literally go to the mayor or to the person who directs the public health district, and they could tell you immediately, oh, these are the high-risk people in our community.
Other cultural factors have likely played into Presidio County's high vaccination rates. In a place where people are used to driving long distances, many, including Pat McFessel and Marfa, had no problem driving 2-3 hours to get the shot.
Didn't mind the drive, and I just, you know, wanted to get this thing rolling.
Hospitals in bigger cities like Midland and Odessa have served as de facto vaccine hubs for the broader region, making the shots more accessible to far-flung towns like Marfa. The big hospitals even gave away some of their own supply to smaller hospitals and clinics across the region. And Don Culbertson says Presidio County also, frankly, just got lucky when it comes to people wanting the shots.
We didn't do any work about promotion or any evangelical work about how important it is. But yes, we were extremely fortunate with that.
That has not been the case across the entirety of West Texas, just given how different the region's politics and cultures are from community to community, factors that affect how people view vaccines.
El Paso is definitely a more vaccine-friendly or ready community than the Permian Basin.
Rachel Soney leads the State Health Department's West Texas office. She says even with Presidio County's success, there are challenges ahead. She says the entire region, even Presidio County, is seeing the same kind of drop in vaccine demand that's happening nationwide. So she's focused now on working with communities at the hyper-local level to convince people to get the shots.
The idea is we'll get some people vaccinated, and then those people are going to go home and not grow a third ear, not become sterile. It takes time, and it takes the components of community.
President Biden, meanwhile, has committed billions of dollars to ramping up vaccine availability in rural areas, along with low-income areas and in communities of color, part of the administration's broader outreach strategy in rural America. I'm Travis Bubinik in Marfa.